theme today was God, I look to you. So I do listen to, and I've probably said this before, I listen to an awful lot of worship music, probably far too much actually. So I listen to it in the car going to work, coming home from work. If I go out for a drive, I have it on in the car. If I go out for a walk at lunchtime, earbuds in, listen to more worship music. And I probably, from Brian's perspective, I probably listen to the wrong stuff because I listen to Jesus Culture, to Bethel, to Hillsong. And he will tell you that trying to get any of those artists, trying to get their songs and actually do them in our kind of church environment is really, really hard. But it's something that inspires me, always has, and it's something that connects me to God. It makes me feel really close to him when I'm worshipping, and it's helped me in my journey through faith, and I still feel at my closest with the Lord when I'm worshipping. So music's a huge part of my life. So what I'm going to do is we're just going to have a very brief YouTube clip of a Bethel song, God, I Look to You, and then that will be the theme for the rest of the sermon. I'll explain in a bit. Okay. Sorry? Can't finish there. Our God reigns in all my days. Yeah? It's only because I'm on a tight time span, that's what it is. Yeah. So, great song, Hallelujah, Our God Reigns. So that was Bethel, and it just kind of prompted the subject for the sermon. So it was just God is our strength, God is our shield, God is our rock. And I just think that's a great thing to have there. So we're going to start off with... before we start that, we'll just have our prayers of intercession, okay? Which I think is with Andy.
Okay, first reading we have is Psalm 46. God is our strength and refuge, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done. Desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress."
Thanks, Derek. So very briefly, what does it mean to us? This is a picture of faith in an almighty God. So God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fail. Nations are in uproar, kingdoms fail. He lifts his voice, the earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord Almighty is with us, the God of Jacob is our fortress. So it's a great psalm about faith in the Lord and God being our fortress. So, and I thought it was a great picture of strength, the strength of God and how it matters to us. And we're all tempted to take sort of refuge in other things other than God. Possessions, money, power, idols, dividing the world into us and them so that we know who are our friends and who are our enemies. We take refuge in making ourselves Lord and pushing God as far from us as possible. But if we do this, we're doomed to fail. There's no safety in wealth, no safety in politics, no in our battles. When we line up winners and losers, there will be losers. Wealth isn't reliable. Nothing that we trust is reliable. This is the message of the New Testament. So it's a call to trust in God and not in our own work. So if you ever thought, I've got things under control, I've got my life in order, I go to church, I pray, I read the Bible, God must be really pleased with me. But actually, that's kind of the wrong way around. What we should be doing is listening to God saying, what's your plan? Let's just be quiet and listen to what the Lord says and what he wants us to do, rather than us trying to plan our lives out and hopefully it'll be okay with God. Just need to turn that on its head and do it the other way around. Too often we are eager to do first and after that tell God what we want him to do. Instead we should be quiet, listen and let him work. Have faith that he's done everything necessary and that he can take care of his own. It is not our duty to do great things for God, but instead to be and allow God to work great things in us. So let's sing Strength Will Rise. Okay, I probably need to give Brian a 1 minute warning really so that you've got time to jump up and get in. No? Okay, so that was strength. That was all about strength. So the second section is God My Shield. So if we could have the second reading please, Psalm 91 I think that says. Thanks Angela.
Safe in the Lord, Psalm 91. Those who go to meet God Most High for safety will be protected by the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, you are my place of safety and protection. You are my God, and I trust you. God will save you from hidden traps and from deadly diseases. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you can hide. His truth will be your shield and protection. You will not fear any danger at night or an arrow during the day. You will not be afraid of diseases that come in the dark or sicknesses that strike at noon. At your side, 1,000 people may die, or even 10,000 right beside you, but you will not be hurt. You will only watch and see the wicked punished. The Lord is your protection. You have made God Most High your place of safety. Nothing bad will happen to you. No disaster will come to your home. He has put his angels in charge of you to watch over you wherever you go. They will catch you in their hands so that you will not hit your foot on a rock. You will walk on lions and cobras. You will step on strong lions and snakes. The Lord says, whoever loves me, I will save. I will protect those who know me. They will call to me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will give them a long, full life, and they will see how I can save.
Angela. So that's God my shield. And I love that verse in there. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. So that's kind of, it's a great image of God's love, covering us with feathers. God's love and protection, how he shields us. Covering us with feathers, and under his wings you'll find refuge. Faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. And there's some really nice promises in there. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. What a great phrase that is. He will cover you with his feathers. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show my salvation. So it's fantastic to know that God's kind of covering for us. And when you know someone's covering for you, it actually affects your spirit. It gives you, it changes your experience of the situation, and it takes away your worry, gives you a sense of security, and it makes you grateful. You're able to move ahead in life and do what you have to do. So Psalm 91 is about God covering for us, and it's about our experience of his covering. It's about the security, gratitude, and freedom from fear that a believer in Christ can have when they really know that the Lord is there for them. Because he loves me, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. So basically, us giving our lives to the Lord gives us that security that the Lord is covering for us. It gives us that shield. These are the promises that are in there, which are for us as Christians. I will say of the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. My security starts with this. I know the Lord, he's my God, and I will testify that he is my refuge and fortress. So the only way God will cover you for you in life, and the only way you'll have assurance of being covered, is if he is your God, if you've committed to him personally, to him and his promises. So this is a believer stepping up and saying, in him I will trust. He's my God, and I'm committed to him and his promises. So it's great to see how the Lord covers us, covers for us when we make those promises. So that's God our shield. So if we could sing Amazing Grace. Okay. Very much. That's God my shield. So the final part is God my rock. So we're just going to have a brief reading. Psalm 71. Okay, Janet, thank you.
Taking refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, rescue me and deliver me. Turn your ear to me and save me. Be my rock of refuge, to which I can always go. Give the command to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth. From my birth, I have relied on you. You brought me forth from my mother's womb, and I will praise you. I have become a sign to many. You are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. Amen.
So Psalm 71, kind of subtitle, Lean on Me. So 3 points really. Firstly, the psalm teaches us that a strong faith and devotion to God is no guarantee against problems and complications in life. Deliver me, my God, from the hand of the wicked, from the grasp of those who are evil and cruel. So it's not following the Lord isn't a guarantee that you'll never have problems, you'll never see trouble, You'll never meet evil. But it's that strength. God's always there as your rock to help you deal with those situations and to learn from them and to know what to do if you face them again. So strong faith and devotion, no guarantee against problems and complications. Secondly, it affirms that it's God's very nature to provide refuge, deliverance and support. From birth I've relied on you, and you brought me forth from my mother's womb. So kind of it's in God's job description, I suppose, if you like, to be our rock, to be our support, to be our guide. And I think a while ago, might even be last year, might have been Andrew Sally, asked, what does God mean to you? And to me, I love the phrase, God is my rock, because that kind of just sums it all up there. It's knowing that he's there for me, he's there to support me, he's always there. God is my rock, my firm foundation. He's always there in our lives, even we don't realise it. So I know I've said before, but I went through quite a long number of years in the wilderness, as it were. So I feel as though I've always been a Christian, but I kind of veered away from the path for quite a number of years. And what comforts me here is that, and it's a bit like footprints, isn't it? When you don't realise God's there supporting you when you need him most. So even though I wasn't talking to him, listening to him, speaking to him, he's always been there in my life, looking after me and being that rock. And when I kind of come back to faith, I can see that now, and I can understand some of the patterns and some of the things that have happened in my life and how God must have been there to get me on that path that I've gone down. So it also encourages that a significant aspect of our lives should be the praise of God. So I know I was talking about worship before, and I talk about it probably too much, but I will ever praise you. My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long. And this is our only possible response to God's grace. Even though we may experience trouble, we'll still trust and hope in the same God we know to be our rock and fortress, and is worthy of our continual praise. So going slightly secular here, so, and if you're under the age of 44, you probably weren't born when this was a big hit, but Lean On Me by Bill Withers, it was actually the year I started work, so, but it's still played quite regularly now, that song, and it's kind of like a 20th century psalm, so it's not talking about God necessarily, it doesn't mention God or Jesus, but if you just read through the lyrics, it is like a psalm, it has a universal message that we all need someone to lean on, and there's no one better to lean on than Jesus. Think of the Lord singing this song to you. Sometimes in our lives we all have pain, we all have sorrow, but if we are wise, we know there's always tomorrow. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend, I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm going to need someone to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have things you need to borrow, for no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show. Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need someone to lean on. If there's a load you have to bear that you shouldn't carry or you can't carry, I'm right up the road. I'll share your load if you just call me. So let's call on the Lord to share our load. And let's sing again. Faithful one, come. So just to summarise, you'll be pleased to know. So three psalms, three topics, all about God being our strength, our shield and our rock. So I'll just leave you with this question. Who is Jesus Christ to you? Is he only the Son of God who died on the cross to save the world? Or is he my Saviour who died for me? Can you say, or do you say, my God, my refuge, my fortress? Is Jesus Christ your Lord and God? And are you trusting in him personally? If you aren't, then you need to. Tell the Lord you want to know him. You want all those promises to be yours. Let's just pray. Lord, as we leave your house today, help us to understand your promises to us as Christians. Help us to say you are our God, you are our strength, and you are our shield. You are our rock. Help us to feel your presence in our lives, not just in church, but in everything we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Okay.